USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officials say they're literally losing count of how many buildings have been destroyed by the huge campfire in Northern California. They believe at least 10,000 structures have been burned to the ground, most of them single-family homes, and 56 people have been killed by that fire, with about 130 people still listed as missing in that vicinity. Near L.A., the Woolsey Fire has destroyed over 500 buildings and killed 3 people. Ex-White House strategist and Breitbart editor Steve Bannon speaks at a conference in Scotland and calls French President Emmanuel Macron wrong for calling nationalism the opposite of patriotism.
I think it's a total misreading. I think patriotism is love of country. I think nationalism is understanding that the nation state is the building block for citizens to get maximum value out of their citizenship. I think it's two things.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The careless use of the term fake news is not just injurious to the body politic. It puts journalists in real danger.
Outgoing Republican U.S. Senator Jeff Flake there speaking at last night's Congressional Correspondents Association dinner.
I thought I would have to serve a lot longer than Orrin Hatch and still would never hear the President of the United States refer to our free press as the enemy of the people.
The Commerce Department says retail sales were up 0.8% last month as more Americans were buying cars, appliances, and electronics. British Prime Minister Theresa May facing some big hurdles trying to get Parliament to sign off on her latest draft of a Brexit agreement. May's Brexit minister and 3 other cabinet ministers quit today over the deal that she just finished negotiating. May tells Parliament the deal that drove out her cabinet members is the best Britain can do. Britain still plans to leave the EU at the end of March. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today is Great American Smokeout Day. It's the annual intervention held by the American Cancer Society aiming to help people quit smoking cigarettes. And this year's theme is Day One, which means you don't have to quit today, but just start a plan to quit, since doing so is a process, according to experts. Over 30 million people in the U.S. smoke cigarettes, and smoking takes the lives of around 480,000 people a year. And the American Cancer Society says over 16 million Americans are living with some kind of smoking-related disease. Last night was country music's biggest night of the year as they handed out the 2018 Country Music Association Awards in Nashville. Among the winners for Entertainer of the Year, it was Keith Urban, who told reporters after his win,
"Someone said, did you do any campaigning?" And I went, "I just played every night. I mean, that was it. We just played and did what we do to every other tour."
Other winners include Carrie Underwood for Female Vocalist of the Year, Chris Stapleton for Male Vocalist, Luke Combs wins New Artist of the Year, and for Album of the Year, it's Golden Hour by Casey Musgraves. Song of the Year and Single of the Year both went to Chris Stapleton for his hit, Broken Halos. USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.